Welcome to another edition of Inside the Film Room, presented by Sharp. Bob Papa, two-time Super Bowl champion David Deal. Justin Pugh, a first-round draft pick in 2013, wrapping up his fifth season with the Giants that ended being on injured reserve. The high watermark for him, though, was the game against the Denver Broncos.
And this is one of the plays from that one-on-one versus Von Miller, showing his versatility again to play a different position outside of just the guard position. But what does he show? He shows good patience. He has a target on Von Miller, and he's going to show athleticism in this play as well. You're going to see him one-on-one on the outside against Von Miller, has a target, stays patient, is able to work him back inside and adjust to that spin move. That is very difficult when you're on the road with crowd noise going up against that football player.
Yeah, it's almost like he knew that the spin move was coming, and he kind of just played right off it. What else do you have for Pugh?
The next one we're going to show is a reach block. This is one where he is going to move at the point of attack, which is crucial in the zone stretch. You see him continue with the block. He gets a little nudge from Brett Jones. And what does he do? He finishes with leg drive, finishes the play, and continues to follow through the whistle, which is exactly what you need to do when you're running the football.
All right, so David, obviously some good plays there, but some things that he continues to have to work on through 5 years in the NFL.
No question. With that versatility, you have to realize it's a lot different when you're in space playing tackle than when you're inside at guard, because you have to have your feet and your shoulders and your elbows all tied together. But more than anything, keeping your head and shoulders back when you're going to punch at the defensive end. So we're going to see him here at the right tackle position. He's once again one-on-one. He's going to take the inside leverage. He's going to get good kicks. But once you get that head and shoulder forward, like we see right there, it's hard to, number one, redirect the defensive end, and two, get your feet back underneath you to finish the play and not give up a sack force fumble.
So he's supposed to keep his head up more.
Absolutely. When you're going to punch and you're going to redirect, you have to get those head and shoulders back so that if he does swipe your hands, you don't fall forward and you can redirect them to the outside, instead of when you have your feet and your balance out of whack, you're trying to catch up and there's no chance to overcompensate for that.
All right, that's a look at Justin Pugh, Inside the Film Room, presented by Sharp.